In the Wednesday, May 20th meeting of the Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors, the directors did vote to reject participation in the Western Iowa Conference Huddle Season Pass live streaming structure. Superintendent Ron Lorenz tells us more about what that will mean.
Under old business, Mr. Lorenz, discussion approval of the Western Iowa Conference WIC Huddle Season Pass live streaming structure. There was quite a bit of discussion on this item. And yep. It actually started last meeting, so tell me about this.
Well, to your point, on April 28th, the board tabled its discussion of this proposal because they needed more information. And really what we're talking about, it was last month that the WIC Board of Control, which is the superintendents in a joint meeting with the ADs and the principals, approved a proposal to create a season pass model for live streaming, which means every WIC school mm-hmm. will have huddle telecasts, yep. if you will, of their events. And what they're proposing and the direction that we're heading is you can buy single game tickets for $7 or you can buy a pass to every league event for $20.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clear. You don't have to buy, but you can if you wish.
Mm-hmm.
So For districts that don't have a KCSI, it's a great option. It expands access. It gives people an opportunity to view games that they may not be able to attend in person.
Right.
But our question was, we have a KCSI. We mm-hmm. have a partner. So what does that mean for us? So the board wanted some clarification in terms of what does the contract look like? How do we get out of the contract? What does that mean for simultaneous live streaming events by other media sources, all those kinds of things. So last night we gave that information to the board. Mark Erickson and I met with huddle representatives. We got very specific answers to the questions they asked.
Yep.
At the end of the day, the board voted to reject that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did that in deference to you and KCSI, who have been such a good partner to our district. We don't want to be in competition.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be going out and looking for sponsors, the same sponsors that you would be looking for. So our board voted to reject that proposal. Now, having said
what that really means is, Mr. Lorenz, that
a majority of the WIC boards have already endorsed it.
So it's
going to happen.
Yes.
But if nothing else, I think our board said, no, this is not something that we personally see as being
mm-hmm.
necessary. But I do anticipate it's going to happen, and people will have that option.
And I got to say, Mr. Lorenz, that it was, from our perspective as KCSI, it was most appreciated. And, it is a working relationship we've had for a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it is truly appreciated. Like you said, it really doesn't necessarily change the path forward, but it does mean something that, all the hard work over the years is something that's so.
And I think if nothing else, I think the board did acknowledge the good work that you do. I think it's a symbol of the gratitude mm-hmm. for the partnership.
Yeah.
KCSI does a lot for our school district.
And we love to do it. Absolutely.
So we appreciate that. Yeah. And like I said, moving forward, I think the next order of business for us is we have to figure some things out. We have to put the guardrails on because it's happening.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's going to be here next season, right?
What's it going to look like in our district if we have a local business come to us and say, hey, we'd like to put our logo on that because we also have customers in mm-hmm. Missouri Valley.
Mm-hmm.
How can we do that? I don't have answers to those questions, and I don't know if that's something we even want to pursue, but the board has asked me to figure some of that stuff out and come to them with a proposal or just at least, here's what we could be looking at. What do we want the parameters to be?
Right. So that will be in place, though, next school year, correct?
I anticipate that. Now, we have not formally, the reporting process of all the districts, there's going to be a kind of a vote submission electronic Google form, I think is what it's going to be. But once everything is finalized and if a majority of districts have indeed endorsed that, then we will proceed and we'll figure it out.
All right.
Thanks to Red Oak Community School District Superintendent Ron Lorenz for his time and that information to KCSI KOAK Radio. Again, that was following the Wednesday, May 20th meeting of the Red Oak Community School District Board of Directors.